Luke took a look around, then glanced skyward to check the position of the sun. Mid-afternoon. He wondered if tonight would bring...
Yes, they will.
He glanced at his son.
What?
Yes, the Night Sisters will attack tonight.
Ben lowered his voice to a conspiratorial tone straight out of a holodrama.
Your thoughts betray you. I'm going to shake you so hard. I'm certain that you got nothing through the Force about my thoughts.
Not everything is the Force, Dad. First you looked off in the direction where we had our traps and bodies and so forth the other night. Then you scanned the tree line all around, but not the lake. So you were thinking about avenues of approach toward the camp, which meant enemies, which meant Night Sisters. You checked the sun, which, since it's usually there, means you were really estimating time until sundown. So you were asking how much time minimum we had before the Night Sisters attack.
Maybe it wasn't such a good idea to let you train with the guard. You think you might be happier dispensing calf or sketching caricatures?
Luke breathed a sigh.
All right. Why do you think they're going to attack tonight?
Because Dion got a very interesting communication on his comlink while you were in the semifinals.
They took the short walk back to their campfire, where Dion was clearly expecting Luke. At Ben's nod, Dion took a look around to make sure no one was in hearing distance.
Yaliri contacted me a little while ago.
Good.
Luke was anxious for word from the spaceport. He knew Han and Leia had gotten off-world without incident, but didn't know how things had gone with the rest of those who had departed.
Anyway, I think there's something going on there.
Luke gave him a quizzical look.
At the spaceport? No, between Yaliri and Carrick. She was so worried about his injuries, so insisted about accompanying him back.
She's clearly been tending him night and day. I think some sort of romance sprang up while they were here. Of course, a conclave like this is just the place for it. Ben sighed.
Dion, speeder bikes?
Oh, right. Earlier today, the spaceport sensor station picked up speeder bike transponders. Three of them, arriving at a broad meadow west of the spaceport at different times.
Luke shrugged.
So what? I understand that there are speeder bikes with several of the clans now.
So they were arriving from different directions, suggesting different clans. And a lot of the speeder bikes get modified when they fall into clan hands, the transponders being disabled, because the clans have a natural dislike of people being able to track their movements. So if three speeders with transponders converge on a site, it means there were probably more than three there at the time.
Luke nodded. Where do the signals say they are now?
That's just the thing. They were there for a little while, then the three signals winked out, all within 2 minutes of one another.
Which suggests, Ben broke in, that they were sitting around waiting, and someone said, "You have all disabled your transponders, haven't you?" And three of them with the brains of monkey lizards said, "What are transponders?" And then they fixed the problem.
Luke thought about it.
So you're calculating that the Night Sisters decided they needed reinforcements, and more Night Sisters are coming in on speeder bikes.
Ben nodded.
Sure, there are other explanations, but I'm kind of naturally suspicious.
Well, being suspicious seems to work for your Uncle Han.
Luke looked around, scanning the campsite.
If you're right, they've more than replaced their losses, and we haven't replaced ours.
Dion nodded.
It's never a good idea to let the enemy choose the battlefield.
Luke moved off toward the camp's center of activity, the competition ground, where Kamina and Tassander would now be officiating a new event.
Let's talk to someone about moving the camp.